Blog Talk Radio.
Hark the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King, peace on earth, mercy mild, God and sinners reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise, join the triumph of the skies with angelic hosts proclaim Christ is born in Bethlehem. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
Hark, the herald angels sing.
Hark, the herald.
Deeper Truth, and this is our Christian Special Part 4. And a question has been asked me a number of times. Was Bethlehem, December 25th, 2 BC, too cold? And when I'm being asked this, it's not as if they're asking me a question to find out. What they are trying to tell me is that since it was too cold, Jesus could not have truly been born on December 25th, 2 BC. So those who have been asking me this question, they're trying to attack the Catholic faith to try to see anything they can that they can peel back the onion. And that's what their intent is. So what I do, or what I'm sharing here, is to show that no, December 25th, 2 BC was not too cold. But it fits in with everything else that all comes together as a puzzle that does truly show Jesus was truly born on December 25th, 2 BC. And that's coming from every imagine any way that you can imagine. And so we will cover this a little bit right here. Sometimes artists, through their expression and profession, can influence thought and belief. based on the perception of the artist. Christmas is a great example of this, as many of our beloved music and songs and art portrays Christmas as Bethlehem as being winter with snow. And consider the song that we just played, The First Noel, one of my favorite, personal favorites. It has a line, on a cold winter's night, that was so deep, Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel. And notice the feeling you have singing this stanza. It's cold outside, and you can really feel for those shepherds, right? Paintings and art work often depicts the nativity scene with snowflakes and snow on the ground. Is this art and music that is so entrenched in our imagination of the Christmas story a true representation of the nativity scene? Well, this statement was posed to challenge my position that truly the shepherds were in fact out in the fields tending their sheep. And so this is what we say. This is what I'm being asked. We don't know when our Lord was born. That's what they're trying to say. In winter, yes, because the shepherds were out in their fields that time of year. Why not appropriate a beloved pagan season to celebrate the nativity? And so here you go, right here. That's exactly what they're coming right down to right there. They're trying to say that Christmas originates as a pagan holiday. And so that's one of the reasons why they're coming out and saying, well, it's too cold. December 25th cannot be real because it was too cold. And so that is false. Okay? Well, Christ could not have been born in December, since St. Luke describes the shepherds herding in the neighboring fields of Bethlehem, and shepherds do not herd during the winter. Thus, from their perspective, Christ was not born in winter. And I've had people, you know, who don't know any difference will think the same thing. But that's not the way it was. So this is somehow a very popular attempt to refute December 25 as the birthday of Jesus. But that simply is not accurate. The idea that December in Jerusalem and Bethlehem are too cold for shepherds to tend to their flocks is a complete myth. Southern Israel's weather pattern in December is about 50 to 60 degrees during the day, and at night it will get down to about 43 to 45 degrees. Late December in reality is quite mild and a great opportunity for sheep herders to graze their flocks. And there are two points to consider here that a lot of these people who think it was too cold do not really consider. Okay, number one, consider Zechariah's first duty in Jerusalem as a member of the division of Abijah, Luke chapter 1, verse 5. And this would have occurred about February, Luke chapter 1, 10, which speaks to a large multitude in Jerusalem, which being a high elevation in the country, it is colder than out on the plains and valleys. And so December, however, will still be between 50 and 60 degrees average, which is reasonable to graze their sheep. And number two, we know that John the Baptist was born on June 24th during the summertime. The Virgin Mary did not transverse in the dead of winter to visit St. Elizabeth. And Luke chapter 2, verse 8 states, and there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And today, you can still see shepherds tending their flocks in the fields in Bethlehem. Today, you can still see this, ladies and gentlemen. In Bethlehem, there is actually two fields that has a Catholic ownership and another owned by the Greek Orthodox, known as the Shepherd's Field. So if you go there, you could actually see where they commemorate this happening. And both of these fields, the Catholic and Orthodox fields here, both have memorials for the pilgrims who commemorate the Gospel of Luke's account. And the wool taken by the shepherds are a hot commodity for pilgrims, and the sheep are highly prized. And the shepherds at the time of Jesus would have had access to the wool themselves, keeping them warm as they kept watch over their flocks. And sheep respond to the shepherd's voice. The voice of the shepherd brings comfort and security to the sheep. And Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they know me." John chapter 10, verse 27, the Gospel of John. And the voice of the Lord is made manifest through his Catholic Church that presents his word to all the ages. And the angels appear to the shepherds out in the field who gave watch over their flocks by night. Luke chapter 2, verse 8 through 20. So nowhere in this text does it hint that the weather was cold, that there was snow, or that there was even any rain that night. And we can appreciate and love the many classic Christmas carols and paintings that were experienced every year. But we can also, and we also can appreciate the 2,000-year reason for the season. Mother Mary pondered these things in her heart as the shepherds glorified God, praising him for what they heard and seen that first Christmas night. Time someone tries to sell you the idea that Christmas didn't come to Bethlehem December 25, 2 B.C. because it was just too cold, well, just give them a smile and a hug and tell them that they will be just okay. History and tradition, along with Scripture, points to December 25, 2 B.C. And the idea that Bethlehem was too cold is just another Monty Python attempt for humor. And that's basically what it is. And so, we are in December now. And if we were to go to Bethlehem today, you would find that, you know, climate change has had no effect on any of this. You know, it's about the same. It's about the same. So, all you got to do is just kind of check it. So, what I'm giving you is evidence that December 25, 2 B.C., was not too cold. On the contrary, it was perfect for the shepherds to go out there and graze their sheep. And so, this holy night that we're talking about, that we're so looking forward to coming this Christmas, think about Christmas Eve and Midnight Mass. We'll be talking about Midnight Mass on another time, at another time. We are so thankful that the Lord Jesus did come. He came. He was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, and was crucified under Pontius Pilate, and was crucified, died, and was buried. And he rose again on the third day. And so, Jesus coming is what and he gives us peace. Salvation has come to the world. And that's why there's such joy. And let it resound in our homes as we are awaiting, as we are now, Advent. And, you know, tomorrow, guess what tomorrow is? The Feast of St. Nicholas. Now, that should be definitely telling you, hey, we're getting ready for Christmas. And we're thankful. That's one of the classics of Saturday of Silent Night. One of my favorites is a song called "The Little Drummer Boy." I love this song.
Come, they told me, pa-ra-pa-pa.
Our favorite songs here is this one.
Shall see. Christ was born.
We are approaching Christmas, and so in our preparation for Christmas, we encourage you to pray the rosary, to pray, and to open your hearts. No greater gift that you can give the Christ child this Christmas than yourself. No greater gift than you can give him than your heart. And so, tomorrow we will be coming back with our Christmas special, part 5. And we're going to be addressing the issue that some have tried to say that Christmas is a pagan holiday. And it's not. It is not. Jesus was truly born on December 25th, 2 B.C. And so, we will be tackling that issue tomorrow. So, God bless you all. God bless. As we close, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good day.